You come from Denmark, more precisely from Copenhagen, and I should add that you are not professional musicians who make a living with their music. So, is it a big highlight for you to play a concert here in Germany?
Yeah, really, we've always been really well received in Germany. I mean, people, I don't know, for some reason they like our music, but it seems like in Germany there's this, you've got more scenes, like you've got scenes for metal, you've got scenes for techno, you've got scenes for rockabilly, and people go out to see music and have a good time, and we love that.
But isn't there a rockabilly scene in Denmark too?
It's a small scene, you know. There is a country and rockabilly scene, but it's not as big as it is here in Germany or in Switzerland. People seem to be going out more here in Germany and in Switzerland than they do in Denmark. So, and like Jesper said before, we are so happy. We always love to be in Germany and Switzerland. Good people, good shows. Everywhere you go, people treat you good. So, we love being here.
What style of music do you actually play? I mean, is that really rockabilly?
Well, that's a tough question because you can call yourself a rockabilly band, but then you frame yourself as only playing rockabilly. And we don't play rock. We might look like some people who play rockabilly, but if you say you're a rockabilly band, you're kind of limited. And if you say you're a country band, you're limited. We got inspirations from all kinds of scenes. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to call our music. Well, we steal from rockabilly, from country, from rock, from, yeah, whatever, Americana. I mean, we like to. I mean, to write songs and we've played for years now, 5, 6 years. So we're trying to define our own songs. We only a two-piece band, but when we're in the studio, we can add instruments like banjo, mandolin, pedal steel, whatever. When we play live, you're limited. You're only two people, so we've got to try and make the most out of it.
For many people, it's hard enough to play the bass guitar. However, you play the bass, you sing to it, and you're also responsible for the rhythm.
Yeah, I've been playing the upright bass for many years. Psychobilly, that's how I started out. And yeah, like Jesper said before, we're only a two-piece band, so we make the most out of it. It also is a challenge in the beginning when we start playing. When you're only two people, you need to give all you have up on stage because you're only two. Like Jesper, also when he plays the guitar, it's sometimes just rhythm and then lead and then rhythm and lead, and it's the same with the bass. We have to give all we have up on stage. So yeah.
You are a truly great guitarist, so where did you learn to play the guitar in that way?
I mean, I'm so old, so the internet wasn't around when I started playing guitar. So you had to like listen to records and then trying to figure out how they were doing, and maybe go to the library and get a book and like and see, oh, they do like that. And started out playing all Black Sabbath riffs. And over the years, I mean, I really like country music. I like the way you play guitar in country music. But like Frederik said, I got to play lead and chords and whatever, and trying to fit it in with his bass playing and the songs. I mean, and the songs are the most important. I mean, we built the music around the songs.
In one of your songs, you sing, "I'm fucking far away from being okay." What is it about in your songs?
It's hard to write love songs for me. I mean, I find it very hard. So I mean, I get inspired for. I mean, when I travel, when I see people, when I see a building, whatever, I try to build a story around it. And somehow it's just easier to write sad stories. And a lot of our songs are written in minor keys as well. And I don't know. I mean, it just feels easier for me to write in that way.
As I've already mentioned, writing songs and playing in a band is just a hobby for you. So let's be honest, how much money can you make with your music?
Oh, I can't tell you now. The manager's in the building, but no. I mean, we play music because we love it. And in Denmark, you can't make a living out of playing music. It's unless you play in, I don't know, cover bands, play weddings or whatever. I mean, and we don't want to play cover songs. We even though a lot of times when we're out playing, I mean, people always say, "Ah, play some Johnny Cash, play some." I mean, and we don't want to go up that. We play our own stuff, and that's it. And we still like doing it. And sometimes we get quite a bit of money, and sometimes not so much money. It's just, I mean, you can't make a living out of playing music, not in Denmark anyway. Well, that's why we like jobs in Germany, lots of jobs.